Thank you, Vice Chair. Je commence par,
Let me begin by West Africa. And in response to the statement made by Togo, whom I thank, I would like to once again say just how concerned we are by the pressure that comes from fleeing populations from the Sahel region towards the coastal states of Western Africa. You mentioned this, Ambassador. I myself spoke about it with the delegation of Côte d'Ivoire in a bilateral meeting this morning. It is a very important topic, and I would like to ask everyone to pay more attention to it. We need to provide greater assistance to coastal states such as Togo, and we are trying to do this, but we need support in our efforts, and we need to step up our efforts aimed at addressing the root causes of these phenomena. And also regarding the countries of Central Sahel, we've just heard from Mali, and I'd like to thank Mali as well. These things dovetail very much. I do understand the political intricacies that prevail in Western Africa right now, but it is important, if we are to try and prevent that this flow of people turns or morphs from an internally displacement, as we've just heard from Mali, there is a major case of internal displacement, but if we are to prevent that from turning into a flow of refugees in one direction or another, we must act now, first of all, through humanitarian aid, but also by trying to address the root causes of the problem. And that is easier said than done. I understand the political difficulties, but it's something that requires regional cooperation. So I would like to just pick up on the fact that we had those two statements to try and put that point forward. I'd like to thank Togo for what you're doing in your country to respond to the situation. We are there to help you. We have increased our presence, which was requested last year by the government of Togo. And we would also like to congratulate and you for the progress you have achieved on statelessness. The same can be said for Mali. And that was reflected in the statement.
The statement of the ambassador of Israel, I thank him. I would like to assure him that sexual and gender-based violence, as I have said to other, in response to other statements, continues to be a very important priority for UNHCR, as you have mentioned. In respect of the other points that you have raised, let me echo the condemnation made repeatedly by the Secretary General of all violations of international humanitarian law, including rockets on civilian infrastructure, and including the taking of hostages that need to be free. But I also want to echo his own appeals for international humanitarian law. Let me say it again, as was mentioned among the last speakers by the ambassador of the United Kingdom, needs to be respected by everybody. You mentioned, Ambassador, that urban warfare inevitably cause victims. Well, if that is the case, I think everything possible should be done to avoid urban warfare. I want to reiterate, by the way, the call that I made and that all of us in the United Nations are making for a ceasefire, for ceasefires, in fact, to be enacted both in Gaza and in Lebanon. And in respect of the ceasefire so badly and urgently needed in Lebanon, that would, by the way, allow the return of all those displaced in northern Israel, I mentioned it yesterday, and massively in Lebanon. And let me move to the declaration of Lebanon. I won't repeat what I already said I focused very much on the situation there, also because I've just come back from a visit, as was mentioned, and including in the side event that we held on Monday. I thank all those that participated. And besides the humanitarian concerns that were expressed by Ambassador Badura, which I completely subscribe with, I would like to also say that I share the great concerns about broader consequences of the expansion of the conflict. Consequences in terms of peace and security in the region, in the Middle East, and probably beyond, but also more germane to the work of my organization, consequences about an expansion of the displacement, about further than Lebanon. We already see an influx of Lebanese refugees, not only Syrian returnees, going to Syria. I have mentioned that already in my opening remarks. These are all very worrying symptoms of the consequences that will occur almost inevitably if there is no ceasefire and not a end to hostilities, including, by the way, instilling more permanence in the hatred and divisions that have made the search, the quest for peace, so difficult in the Middle East in the past few decades. I want to apologize to the ambassador of Yemen, not only for having been overlooked in the speaking list, although he's very near indeed, but also, and to reassure him that, you know, of course, in one statement, and I mentioned this also the other day, it is very difficult to mention every single crisis, unfortunately, because there are so many crises. This is also a symptom of that sorry state of the world. But I want to reassure him that we continue to engage in Yemen, as we have for decades, in fact, in different situations. Though, of course, it is true, I agree with him, that the humanitarian aspects are very serious,